following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
For lunch or dinner, it's Grand Island's best sports bar with really great food, Bandits, where you can enjoy Sax's Pizza, the area's favorite. Bandits' famous wings, Sparky, Buffalo, Sweet Teriyaki, Garlic Parmesan, and Spicy Breaded. There's Taco Chef and Chicken Salads, Meatball Subs, and an appetizer menu, which includes Tim's delicious taco meat and melted cheese nachos, toasted to perfection. Weekday happy hours from 4 to 6, and all day Sunday with ice-cold 250 huge mugs and $2 domestic pints and bottles. Grand Island's best sports bar with really great food. Head to Bandits, 13th and 281. Grand Island.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show Friday edition. First Friday in June. Ho, you know what that means. A lot of things. Doug Duda and Jim Langan with you on this Friday program. How you doing, man?
Hey, really good.
Are you ready for the weekend? You got baseball.
Got all kinds of stuff going on.
Where are you going?
Omaha.
Omaha?
Yep.
We got Carney Runza?
Yep. Gonna go watch Carney Runza play 5 games, I hope. It doesn't get rained out. I'll try to hit.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on.
I'm going to go out to 72nd Street, try to catch something on.
Yeah, say hold on.
I'll be out there one time.
You kind of hope there's a little rain. I mean, it's not like you're going to North Platte where you're going to be there all weekend and have to sit through a rain delay. You're going to Omaha. Or Kansas. You know, you go to a place where there's a little bit more to do. And, yeah, you can. I'm not apologizing for what I just said about North Platte. Well, you know, there's a couple things you do. You go ride some go-karts there and maybe you know, play around in golf or relax, but there's a little more to do in Omaha.
North Platte's a nice community. It's nice to go there, and it's nice to ref a game there or watch a game there and then get in your car and go home. You don't spend the night there.
I like to see Coach Madison.
There you go.
Let's see what's going on, Bern. Oh, we got the Belmont coming up. Steve Anderson, Fauner Park, Gino Bucola from the TVG Network, as he is every Friday before the big races, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to go to Vegas. Mike Perenio, the director of the Racing Sportsbook at Las Vegas's Mandalay Bay, plus the Shrine Bowl tomorrow. Coach Arnie Johnson from Boone Central Newman Grove. He's going to be coaching the North. They are making their way from camp, which they've had at Doan and Nebraska Wesleyan, and they're going to be bringing that into Kearney. They'll practice this afternoon, so if you want to go out and watch the kids practice. They'll be doing that this afternoon. I believe the first one is at 1:30, and they'll go through a light workout. The game tomorrow at 2 on Classic Hits 98.9. It's also going to be on PlatteRiverPreps.com. So we'll be talking with Coach about that. We'll get to the NBA. I'm just going to throw this out right now. LeBron, and they finally kind of got to it nationally today, Jimmy, but LeBron haters are going to be LeBron haters. He cramped up. It was a billion degrees in there. Everybody was suffering it. So it happened to LeBron. San Antonio won the basketball game last night. Congratulations. That game had so many momentum shifts. So was it a good game? I don't know. A team goes on a 12-4 run. A team goes on a 22-9 run. It's 31-9 to end the game. San Antonio finds a way to win it at the end. A lot of people were saying it was a must-win for San Antonio, and they went out and won. It's the same game one overreaction we always hear in any sport when we get to the championship.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think if you look at it realistically, for San Antonio to win it, they have to win the first two games. And they've won one of them. If they win the second game, then they're in a pretty good position to win, because then if they can steal one on the road, you know, they only have to win one of the next two. And even if they don't steal one on the road, they just have to win the two more at home. But I think that San Antonio, for them to have a really good chance to win it, they need to win the first two at home. And you're right about there are athletes that are Olympic athletes that are in tremendous shape. And they cramp up all the time. I mean, this has nothing to do with something he did incorrectly, or he wasn't in shape, or he rode a bike too long the night before, or whatever he did. You know, and you've seen this a lot in the Olympics. They'll have the 100-meter dash in the Olympics, and usually in the finals, one guy doesn't finish the race. You know what I mean? I mean, usually that's what happens. And when I say usually, maybe one out of every three times that happens. So, I mean, it's very, very rare not to see some athlete at some time in the Olympic Games during the preliminaries or even in the finals, cramp up when he's running.
Well, hopefully everybody can finish the big race tomorrow, which is the Belmont Stakes. And even on vacation, Steve Anderson joins us. He is down there trying to catch a horse race in Tampa. Steve, how are you, man?
Good morning, guys. I'm basking in the sun here in Central Florida and sitting right on the finish line at Tampa Bay Downs, chomping on a cigar and in anticipation of what we all hope and dream for one more time in our lives, a Triple Crown winner tomorrow in the Belmont Stakes. Greetings.
Well, great to have you on. And the best part is, since you're at Tampa Downs, that means you're in the Eastern time zone, and it is afternoon. So anything now is game on.
Yeah, well, my tummy's telling me the same thing. So I need to work on the game on part here shortly. But I really appreciate the fact you're giving me the first shot at sharing whatever insight I have to offer. I can promise you, as far as tomorrow's Belmont Stakes are concerned, there's not going to be any wizardly upsets, any smoke screens that I can see in that 11-horse field. It certainly looks like it's California Chrome's race to lose 24 hours out. You know, I was here 2 years ago. My uncle has retired here over the course of the last 10 years, and I joined him 2 years ago in anticipation that I'll have another was going to pull off the stunt. And it was about this time, 2 years ago, that we got the word that he'd been scratched out of the race. So to me, that's the one fear I have, and the only thing I can that I can possibly think of that can undo what certainly has been an unbelievable year for California Chrome.
Well, Steve-O, let's just jump into it, because that's kind of what we're going to do throughout the course of the show today. I want your selections. Will we have a Triple Crown winner, and what's your ticket going to look like?
Well, I'm always trying to beat the heavy favorite 3-5. Maybe it's of some value in those morning line odds concerning California Chrome. But, you know, I went back and checked the history books a little bit. I noted that the last four Triple Crown winners, which dates back to Citation, all won the Belmont in the same manner, and that was go right to the front and live it wire to wire on the front end. I think California Chrome has ability to do that. I think, though, that kind of the unknown horse in here that drew in on the outside post, number 11, Tonalist, is going to go out and set the early fractions. You know, here's a horse that won the Peter Pan at Belmont Stakes, so he's a proven winner on the Big Sandy racetrack back there in New York, but he did it on a sloppy racetrack. The question always is, can they go a mile and a half? It looks historically like speed has always been the favoring attribute for the winners in these kinds of races, even though they go that extra distance. And I think it'll be California Chrome out there just settling in behind Tonalist. His rider, by the way, I think is the key in the race. Joel Rosario, in my mind, had a couple of choices in here. He could have rode right on Curlin, who he rode to a spectacular second-place performance behind California Chrome in the Preakness, and he elects to jump off that horse and ride for Christopher Clement in the likes of number 11, Tonalist. I don't know if he can go the distance on the fast track, but he's certainly going to be out there in front. And the neat thing about California Chrome is the trendy word is he's a push-button kind of a horse. When they decide to let him go, he has no stop in him. And, again, I told you this a week ago, I think he could have run around that Pimlico racetrack another lap, and right on Curlin was never, ever going to come and get him, even though you look at the past performance line and the running style of this horse, he was coming to California Chrome at the end. But, again, this horse, the last two times out, the rider Victor Espinosa's throttled him down. He's continued to say, the rider that is, Espinosa, he's never found rock bottom yet, and just how good and how fast this horse can go. So I'm picking California Chrome, to no one's surprise, to be the Triple Crown winner first, in the last 36 years. I think Tonalist, if he can go the distance, will be a solid second, the speed running 1-2, with the closers coming on. Late, of course, Wicked Strong was my pick to win the Kentucky Derby. He had a miserable trip, has laid up ever since then. You know he's going to be picking him up and laying him down late. And right on Curly certainly was impressive last time out. I think any one of those horses underneath California Chrome, if they throw the race of a lifetime tomorrow, could upset the champion. But there isn't anybody out there that I have met, read, or seen who's wishing for that to happen. I like number 2, California Chrome, to win over the 11, Tonalist, number 9, Wicked Strong, and the 5, Right on Curlin.
Hey, I like what you're saying. I when I look at Tonalist, I see some really good things about that horse. I'm very concerned that Tonalist will be the upset horse, and I think we'll go to the front. I think that California Chrome can't go too quick, because if he goes too quick, he's going to have some trouble. I think Samrat, the 7 horse, though, a little bit, I think that horse will go out too. What's your feelings? Do you think the 7 will be part of it, or do you think he'll be too far behind California Chrome into the first turn?
Of course, anything can happen, Jim. And he's also a proven winner at the Belmont in Samrat, the 7 horse. And he's got the hot rider, one of the hot local riders at Belmont. You know, this is the only track in the world that's, most American tracks are a mile long in circumference. This is a mile and a half. And they say, you know, that the brains that the rider brings with and the strategy on this particular racetrack is crucial, because they're not used to such big, wide, sweeping turns and only one full lap around the track going a mile and a half. But Victor Espinosa has been down this road before. He was on War Emblem in 2002, had a chance to win the Triple Crown there. He finished a disappointing 8th. I think he's benefited by the experience as much or more so than anyone that has ridden in this race. And you look up and down the lineup, Jimmy, at the riders that are going postward in here, and even though Johnny Velasquez and Mike Smith have calls in this particular event, nobody has the experience that Victor Espinosa brings to the track. Yeah, I think Samrat could lay claim to being a legitimate upsetter, but I think the long and the short of it is, one or two of these speed horses that are going to go out with California Chrome are going to be run into the ground and maybe get no part of it. That's why, you'd have to say that on paper it sets up for a closer. But again, history tells us that those aren't the kind of horses that win the Belmont Stakes.
Well, Steve, we'll let you get back to enjoying time down there in Tampa, and hopefully we'll talk to you again next week. We're going to be back at Bandits on Thursday, so there's your first heads up, and hopefully we see some history tomorrow, buddy.
Terrific. We are, again, in anticipation of what I think will be a special moment in time, and, as always, we can't wait to see you guys at the races. Come on out to Fauner Park and get there early, because seating will be a premium, even though they open up the clubhouse and the Turf Club. I look for record numbers of people, not only at Belmont, where they're talking about 120,000 plus, but at every off-track wagering venue and every racetrack that's running right now across the country, to maybe set some all-time handling figures as far as the pools are concerned. Even if you go to the races once a year, do it tomorrow. Do yourself a favor and see history in the making. I just think it's going to be a great day.
Yeah, share the celebration or the sorrow with a bunch of your friends. Steve-O, have a great weekend, my buddy.
Yeah, we'll see you next Thursday if I can work it out. Thank you, guys.
Sounds good. Steve Anderson, Fauner Park, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He kind of likes a little chalk there. Likes a little chalk there, Jimmy. And obviously, I think if California Chrome gets beat, it's going to be by a horse we've never heard of. That Tonalist is that horse. And there's some other ones here. I like your Samrat. I need to go back and watch the race, though, because he was setting in third coming into the home stretch, and he finished in fifth at the Derby. Did he just kind of pull up? Did he die? If he died, I don't like him near as much here in the Belmont. But we'll talk a whole lot more about that with Gino Bucola of the TVG Network coming up at the bottom of the hour. Mike Perenio, Mandalay Bay. When we come back, Arnie Johnson, head football coach at Boone Central. They're on their way to Kearney for the Shrine Bowl. We'll see how camp went after this.
Come on in.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Mainly sunny skies today with a few showers and thunderstorms possible as we head into the afternoon. A high temperature in the middle 80s with winds out of the east at 10 to 20. Tonight, showers and storms likely, low 59. Right now, 77.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Gooda, Jim Langan with you on this Friday edition. And if you're out bopping around and you've got the kids off to camp, maybe you're getting them finished up from camp, maybe you're getting ready to head out for a weekend of baseball, you're rolling into town for the Shrine game, need a quick lunch or want to pack that cooler, Big Dally's Deli is the place to do it. Top of the Hill, 3905 North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and right now in Hastings across from Duncan Field. They're just finishing up their remodeling on the store downtown, and that will be open soon for you. Home of a bazillion sandwiches, because you can make it any way you like. Any bread, any meats, any topping. Things, warm, cold. Of course, you can do it with the combo meal as well. It has got it all there for you. If you want a crab and seafood, fine. You want a ham and turkey, fine. You want everything on it, fine. How about the Mike Super Combo? Salami, turkey, bacon. Oh, so good. Just check out the 48. It is Big Dally's Deli, Kearney and Hastings. Well, Jimmy, for the second year now, we have the Shrine Bowl that we played in Kearney, and it looks like the youngsters have been having a lot of fun here at camp.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's nice that Kearney has it. I drove by the field the other day, and UNK's done a lot of work to really make that place look nice here. I don't know who was in charge of that, but it really, the field and the outside of the field and the gate and a lot of, there's every time you look, you see something that says University of Nebraska Kearney, University of Nebraska Kearney football. I mean, you know, so it's a really nice opportunity for Kearney to have this.
Well, and the best players in the state, for the most part, will be there, and we've had a chance to talk with Boone Central head coach Arnie Johnson quite a few times just from playing some of the area teams throughout the season and getting deep into the playoffs, and they've been so successful here the last few years, and now he's got the North squad going against Jason Hale of Holdridge's South squad tomorrow. And Coach, thanks for giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Are you getting a chance to relax on the bus trip in?
Well, we're relaxing. We're just about ready to get on the bus, actually, so I'm pretty relaxed. I'm ready to go.
Well, Coach, yesterday they used to have media day either the first or basically the kids reported to camp and the next day used to be media day. They've done away with that and kind of put it on the back end. So you get all your work in, you make the trip to the hospital, and then you have a couple of, I would assume, lighter workouts. But it looked like the kids were having a lot of fun yesterday.
Yeah, we are having a lot of fun. I mean, we're getting after it. It started kind of slow. You're installing new things, different systems than what they're used to. But you have kids from all over the state of Nebraska, that small schools, large schools, getting to know each other. And so that's a little weird for them, actually, at the beginning. But probably about the third day, things started to click offensively and defensively. And at the same time, they're making friends. And it's just great to see. I think they've got friendships that will last forever.
Hey, Coach, every year you get a lot of different players you probably haven't seen. I'm sure you watched them on film, but have you had anybody that you're going, whoa, I'll tell you what, I can use this kid. He's going to really be able to help us do something.
Well, Easton Stick, our quarterback, is phenomenal. I mean, I have never coached a person that can throw like he throws. Brad Brazil is the other quarterback, too, and he does well. And then the speed that we have on this team. I tell you what, if I'd have this team in the fall, I'd guarantee we'd go over 500 every year.
Arnie Johnson, the head football coach of the North squad, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, just kind of breaking it down here a little bit, give us your description of your football team and what the fans should expect to see tomorrow.
Well, we're going to try to throw the ball. You know, when I was an assistant here, we did a lot of running of the ball, and it seemed to me that we had some kids that can throw it, and we had some receivers, and the rules say that you can't blitz, and so we only have to block four linemen. And really, in the things that we do, usually the thing that stops offensive passing games in high school is not that you can't hit the receivers, it's that you have a hard time protecting the quarterback. So we don't have to deal with that, so we just as well go for it and see what happens.
Yeah, Coach, I think that's a good idea. You look at the rules. Are there any other special rules like that where you can't blitz about playing players a quarter or half or anything like that?
Well, everybody has to play a quarter, but that's not a problem for us. We don't have any duds. We have kids that can play football from all over. We have a couple kids from 8-man that can play football and, of course, Class A, and they're really fitting in and getting the job done, so no problem there. You have to run a 4-3. And you can't run unbalanced lines on offense, but they really try to get it so the offense has a little bit of an advantage, because really defense automatically has an advantage.
Talking with Arnie Johnson of Boone Central Newman Grove. He's the head coach of the North Shrine team tomorrow. Coach, I just want to ask you specifically about a few of the other kids, some from our listening area, but I do want to start with your own and Derek Gentrop. He was a special young man for you. What are your plans for him?
Hey, it's great. We're going to use him both sides of the ball simply because he's versatile that way. He started for us at safety, and he also played split end. We ran a 4-3 defense, and so he fits right in with the defense. And then since we're running a lot of the system that I have at Boone Central, he already knows that. So he learned the defense first, and then he's going to flip-flop and give us some depth at split end as well.
About the kids from Grand Island, they were having fun trying to spell Trevor Wojtylewicz's name I saw earlier this week. I'd have screwed that up, too. I'd have put an I in there before that J, but you got Trevor, you got Chase Reese.
Yeah, Trevor is Wojo to us, by the way. I gave up after the first day. I can say it right if somebody else says it right and I repeat it right afterwards, otherwise not. Trevor is quite the public speaker, by the way. His interviews took longer than mine and everyone else's. he likes to talk. So he answers questions and does a good job. And we're even going to run a play or two that he put in there, which adds a little fun to it. Chase Reese is a quality guy. I still remember the time I met him. He said he was a wrestler, and then he stopped. And then I says, "Well, are you doing pretty well?" And he said, "Yeah, doing pretty well." And very humble guy. And I squeezed out, "Well, what's your record?" And at the time I talked to him, I think it was like 37-0. So two quality kids, and they fit in with a quality bunch of kids.
You've also got Luis Nunez, another wrestler out of Lexington.
Right. He's one tough sucker. I tell you what, again, these linemen that we have are awesome. I've been told that our North squad is a little bit larger than they have been in the past, so hopefully we can get things done up front as well.
And finally, Trenton Long out of Gothenburg got quite a bit of pub this year as well.
Yeah, he's doing a great job. You know, coming out of Class C, you usually don't see a kicker his quality. He just kicks right off the turf and really consistent. He concentrates on what he's doing. You don't even want to bother him during practice because he's focused in on what he's trying to get accomplished. So I'm really proud of what he's done, and he's really fit in with the team.
Coach, I refereed your state final game against Pierce, and that was the time when the ball hit the upright on the college goalpost. You know,
yeah.
I think you hang on. Uh-huh. I think you won 9-7 or you won 7-6. You probably remember the exact score. But I worked that game. Hey, you're going to be on that college goalpost again. Will it come down to a field goal, or do you think you guys will score a ton of points?
Well, I sure hope it doesn't come down to a field goal, because if I remember right, Sam, that was kind of nerve wracking, and I'm a little bit older than I used to be, so. I hope we can score some points. Our goal is to score 28 points, and that's quite a goal for a Shrine Bowl, but we'll see what happens.
Last minute here. Well, I know the fans would love to see that, even though it was a hard fought and the wind affected it. It was just low scoring last year, and it just a lot of people came away with it. It wasn't as fun as if we saw a 33-28 type of ball game. And talking with some of the analysts that have watched these kids on tape and know where they're going to college, like a Sean Callahan and such, he really liked the matchup of your secondary against the South wide receivers. I just wondered if you would give us a little comment on that.
Well, you know, you're talking about our secondary?
Yeah.
Yeah, our secondary has got some quality kids. We got Trey Carr. We got Jalen Allison. Those guys got some speed. Micaiah Slade. And we've got some quality dudes that should be able to cover people. And we're just going to try to turn those loose and let them have some space, play a lot of zones so they can attack the football. They have a little something planned. If the defense scores, I've allowed them to do a little something that I would never allow people to do during the regular season. So I sure hope the defense gets a score.
Well, what could I can't wait to see a little celebration. Well, Coach, quick thought here before we let you go about the South. What concerns you about them?
Well, they got some size, man. They got a guy inside, Harrison, that's tough to deal with, and so we're going to have to really get after it. Hopefully we can run the ball wide and get people a little bit tuckered out so that we can take advantage of maybe some big guys getting a little tired, because we have speed, I think. I think we have speed, and we have to overcome their size by good speed.
And finally, Coach, we always ask the head coaches, because to be the head coach, obviously you had to be an assistant. So you made your second trip to the Shriners Hospital. Virtually everybody else was making their first trip to the Shriners Hospital, and that can shake or affect or mold the young men one way or the other. Just what you saw and what that was like for the kids.
I love that process. I just love it. Those kids come out of that hospital with a little bit different respect for just human beings in general. I was trying to think, now, what is it that gets us? If you notice, I started breaking up just talking about it. But I think the thing is this, that you meet people that you would think their cup is less than half full, and it's overflowing. I mean, they're just so positive about life. And you come out of there, the first thing I come out with is I wake up and it's cloudy and I'm complaining, and I say, "Holy cow, what is my problem?" So it straightens you up that way a little bit, and it's really neat what the Shriners do for these kids.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get boarded. We'll see you down at Foster Field at practice a little bit later on this afternoon, and it sounds like it'll be a fun time tomorrow, so best of luck.
Okay, thanks a lot. Appreciate the coverage.
You bet. Artie Johnson joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. His full-time gig is to coach Boone Central and work up there in Albion, and he's done that for a long time. And this week and tomorrow, he's the head coach of the North. So it all sounds like they're having fun, Jimmy.
Yes, it does, and that's what they're supposed to do.
Well, we'll talk more about that a little bit later on in the program. When we come back, Gino Bucola of the TVG Network with his expert analysis on the Belmont Stakes. And we might also ask him about some other things that are going on this weekend. We've got some big-time activities going on in Kearney, even on this Friday, Jimmy. And we'll tell you what that is right after this timeout.
California Chrome flashed breathtaking closing speed to win the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness. Now he takes on the $1.5 million Belmont Stakes, the longest, most exhausting final leg of the Triple Crown. Simulcast for wagering Saturday at Bonner Park. Be there for the Belmont, plus world-class racing from 23 tracks. First race, 10:25, clubhouse open, 1 p.m. California Chrome runs for the Triple Crown. Watch and wager Saturday, Bonner Park, Grand Island.
For a limited time at Complete Nutrition, get 30% off all weight loss products. Hurry in today and save 30% on Refirm Now, Mancor, CTS, Charger, and more. Complete Nutrition has helped thousands of people lose weight with clinically proven weight loss products that actually shrink fat cells. If you want to lose 15 to 20 pounds of fat, tone up, and be healthy, it's the perfect time to come into Complete Nutrition because all weight loss products are 30% off. Stop into a Complete Nutrition store today for a free consultation. A Complete Nutrition consultant will set you up for success by recommending which weight loss product is best for you. Achieve your ideal weight with the help from Complete Nutrition. For a limited time, all weight loss products are 30% off.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
The 21st Annual Ravetta Tractor Pull will be pulling two nights. That's right, you get two nights of pulling action June 13th starting at 7 and the 14th starting at 5, all in Ann Arbor Park. Featuring the Grand National Outlaw Class, Light Superstock, Super Farm Stock, Pro Stock, Diesel Superstock, Two-Wheel and Four-Wheel Drive Modified, Limited Pro Stock, and Super Unlimited. In a dirt-flinging, engine-roaring, smoking tractor pulling action. See you at Ann Arbor Park June 13th and 14th.
Doug and Daddy Show, Friday edition. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Oh, the weather is fine. Maybe we'll get a little precipitation tonight. But as we said, you can't always count on Mother Nature, but you can count on TNL Irrigation, proven technology that works in the business for over 60 years with their worldwide headquarters in Hastings, taking care of all of the United States and more than 65 countries worldwide. Only TNL irrigation systems are hydrostatically powered, the same simple and reliable power design you know and work with every day. And with smooth, continuous system movement at any speed and precision rotation times at any temperature, TNL will be there for you. Safety, high maintenance costs, and unexpected downtime will no longer be major concerns. Let TNL and your local TNL dealer give you lasting value and decades of reliability. Contact your local TNL dealer today or go to TLIRR.com. You know, Jimmy, every once in a while, we take special requests on the Doug and Daddy Show. And I don't know who gets married on a Friday, but it does leave you the whole weekend to kind of party or slash recover. You know, so today, one of my favorite athletes, Katie Sokolowski, has landed Cody Anthony. And I don't know, we've got the GPS, but we can't find Cody. We don't know where he's at. Is that a problem? I mean, it's, you know, 4 o'clock this afternoon, so we still got time, but we're not sure where the groom is. Would that be a concern at all? You got this coming up around the corner with your daughter. How's that going?
the wedding's in 10 months, and we talk about it daily.
Well, congratulations to Katie and Cody and to everyone involved there. Hopefully they have a not only great day, but a great life together. So there you go. We are waiting. You know, if they can make it 36 years like we've done without a Triple Crown winner, that'd be a heck of a start, wouldn't it?
I think it says to death do you part. I think that's what it says in there.
You come up with rules all the time.
Well, there's
Doug Duda and Jimmy Langan with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and our buddy Gino Bucola from the TVG Network. Man, 36 years. Gino, you weren't even around, man.
I was -9 last time we had a Triple Crown winner. We not even a mere thought in any society, in either my mom or dad's minds, but nonetheless, we have five or six people at our network that weren't alive when we had a Triple Crown winner last time out. The crazy thing is California Chrome has a lot of buzz about him. I feel like there's a lot more buzz about Chrome than there even was 2 years ago about I'll Have Another when he was in the same situation. And remember, it was right now, 2 years ago, when I had an unfortunate talk with you guys on the phone. I was at Belmont on Friday, the morning we found out I'll Have Another was going to have to be scratched. He never even got his chance to run and take a shot to become the 12th Triple Crown winner of all time. It's something that's so hard to do, guys, even though we're still one day away. Remember, I think I was doing all my research, and two of the most interesting statistics that I found. No betting favorite in the Belmont has won the race since 2005. So the last 8 years since we've been having the Belmont, the favorite has not won. The last one to win was the Fleet Alex. The last time we had an odds-on favorite, which means the horse was less than even money, 4-5, 3-5, 2-5, which is probably what California Chrome will be. The last time we had a horse that was the favorite like that was supposed to win was 1978 with the firm. There have been seven odds-on favorites, horses like Spectacular Bid, Smarty Jones, Real Quiet, that have all gone down when trying to get that third leg, the third jewel of the Triple Crown. So even though it seems right now like it's probably a done deal, remember, we've been here so many times before. This is, since 1978, this is the 14th time that we've had a horse win the first two and not win the third. So we've been here before. I don't want to let the super fan in me get out too much. I still want to try to look at the race objectively and try to handicap it and make a little money.
Gino, I want to ask you about the age deal, because there are a lot. I think there's the old horsemen, and here at Fauner Park, that's definitely the way we see it in central Nebraska, and the old Exarban. You've got the guys that are 50, 60, 70 that grew up on this, still work it as hard as they can. And then there was that break. I think the guys that I'll go from maybe your age up to about 40 years of age, and it really has caught on again, it seems like, with the younger generation, those that are just old enough to wager and come to the track. Do you agree with that, and does it make a difference that folks that are 30 years, 35 years and younger have no idea what a Triple Crown winner is?
Yeah, you know what? I think there's a little bit. I think you're right. I think that our generation is really excited for it. I think that a lot of and I'm sure the older horsemen too, they're kind of pumped for it. But you know what? Truth be told, I think there are a lot of people who are trying to be real savvy and say, hey, we want to see a Triple Crown winner. But think about it. If you're a trainer, if you're an owner, and you've been in this business for 30 or 40 years, I'm sure you're rooting for Art Sherman, but you want to be the guy to win it, right? You want to be the guy to win the Triple Crown. You want to be the trainer that was the first one to do so in 36 years. You want to be the owner to be in the winner's circle for the Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont. For some of us who have never seen it, I'm, you know, it's amazing, and it's funny, because for me, the difference between 2 years ago and right now, you guys know, I was so all in with Doug O'Neill and all of those guys. They were my buddies. I knew them well. I was convinced All Out Another was going to win that race. I felt like that was the time it was going to happen. This year, as much as he's done nothing wrong, it's almost been too perfect for me. It's almost been, I guess I'm just a cynic in this world that we live in now. It almost seems like it's been too much of a perfect storyline. It's like this is a movie that's been written. You never see horses get perfect trip after perfect trip after perfect trip. I think a lot of the fact is that all of the younger guys, like you mentioned, we're pumped. We're pumped for it either way, because Whether or not the horse wins the Triple Crown, I don't know if that's going to save horse racing. That's the thing that people always say, a Triple Crown winner saves horse racing, brings a lot of people back to the sport. I'll tell you this, the last 3 weeks, whether or not this horse wins, there have been a lot of people and a lot of eyes looking on our sport. David Letterman, all sorts of huge media outlets, you name it, this horse's picture's been all over the place. He's got a deal with Skechers right now, a horse has a sponsorship deal with Skechers, a shoe company. I don't know how that makes sense, but you know what? Skechers is banking it because all of the connections are getting Skechers shoes. They're walking around, and they're probably going to have a big Skechers blanket on California Chrome. He's a main celebrity right now, and I think a lot of it has to do, if you think about it, 5 years ago was Twitter, social media, Facebook as big of a deal. 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 50 years ago, everything's a bigger deal now because of all the social media. We have so many pictures, tweets, this, that, comments, I like him, I don't, back and forth. Think about LeBron James last night. He's done everything he could possibly do, and he's getting ripped because of his cramps all over the place. It's funny. Whether it's a positive or a negative, nowadays in our society, you just hear about everything so much more. I feel like we've heard about this Triple Crown and the bid for a Triple Crown more than we did for All Have Another, and more than I think we've ever heard about any horse's bid for a Triple Crown.
Yeah, hey, Jim Lang in here. You know, the one race I look back on, when Birdstone was about 25 lengths back, and then they kind of misjudged the finish line. When I say misjudged it, I mean I think the jockeys just went a little too fast. You know, and if the finish line would have been at a mile and a quarter, easily an easy winner, but Birdstone just kind of ran him down there and wins by a length. But other than that, I mean, I think this race is for second. The second place people, if I don't think anybody can beat California Chrome. I know there's going to be a couple horses in front of it early, but I think those two horses, the 7 and the 11, they may not be in the picture at the end of the race. You know, they might be firing out early, and they may be completely out of it by the time that the finish line's there.
Well, you're right. The key to the rail race is who goes to the lead early on, because in this group, there's really not a lot of horses that are super fast and speedy. If California Chrome wants it, he can go right to the lead and take it. But what you just mentioned, going a mile and a half, I don't think Victor Espinosa wants the lead. I think he wants a target in front of him. He's been in this situation before. Truth be told, in his career, Belmont, he won a race yesterday, but he's 3 for 60 or so. So he hasn't really ridden very well at Belmont overall throughout history. I will tell you another positive thing. He does have a ride in the racing car tomorrow before the Belmont race, and it's in the race called the Brooklyn, which is a mile and a half, and that's going to be race number three. So Victor Espinosa has a mount in a mile and a half race on the main track tomorrow to get himself an idea of, okay, how is this track playing? Do I need to move a little early? Do I need to move late? So that's a positive. You always want to have the jockey get a race over the racetrack. You're right, though. California Chrome, what he's done on paper, it does make him the horse to beat. I expect him to sit third. I think General A-Rod and Samrot probably go to the lead. I think those two will be first and second. I think California Chrome sits third. And for me, the horse who I've been waiting on all along, I truly only think two horses in this race can beat him. I think that there are only three horses that can win the Belmont, in my opinion. That's Wicked Strong, Tonalist, and in California Chrome, of course. So you're right in that his two major contenders, in my opinion, will probably be behind him. So this is all going to be on Victor Espinosa. Okay, do I move early? Do I try to go open up on this field, get about a five-length margin, and make him come and catch me? Or do I wait? I don't want to move too early, because if I do, these closers, whose stamina is no issue for, they're going to come away, and they have a big chance to run me down. So he's going to be thinking, he's going to be inside of his own head. He's going to be wondering, do I move now? Do I wait? I don't want to move too soon, just like you mentioned. I don't want to be nipped on the wire by this year's Birdstone. So I expect at the top of the stretch, California Chrome will be right there on the lead. And then we're going to get ready for that big, exciting horse race that we all want to see.
It's just like Mike and Mike in the Morning. One of the co-hosts has to slide out of here a little early today, and that's Jimmy, because he's got to go watch some baseball and be a parent this weekend. But before you slide out, first, thanks, Jimmy, and good luck tomorrow. Are you taking Chrome?
I'm taking Chrome, but what I'm going to try to do with it is the medal count, the one horse, And the 10 horse General A-Rod are good. I want to play them behind them. And I don't know, I might use some other horses in there, but I think that'll make it pay a little bit. I think the 1 and the 10 can fire. They got beat by 8 lengths to California Chrome. I think they might make it a little closer, but I don't think they can beat them. But that's the ticket I'm going to have behind them.
Do you have any more questions for Gino?
Gino, what do you think of the 4 horse Commanding Curve? Will he be able to run him down, or will he be too far back?
You know what? He's exactly like the horse last year named Golden Soul for the same exact trainer. He came flying to finish second in the Derby. So you expect, okay, in the Belmont, a little bit more distance, he should go right on by. It just doesn't always play out that way. Generally, what happens in the Belmont, they go slower early on, which means a lot of those deep closers don't have that same kick that they did in the Derby or in previous races. I'm a little concerned about Commanding Curve. He wouldn't surprise me to be an underneath type. I'll tell you this, his owner, on the day of the Preakness, they had a horse running named Ring Weekend who ran in the Preakness. Those owners are also the owners of Commanding Curve. One of the owners said, I believe T.O. said to get your popcorn ready. I'm telling all the fans out there on Belmont Day to get your tissues ready because Commanding Curve is going to run right by California Chrome and spoil the Triple Crown bid. We had him quoted in an interview on TVG saying that, and then some of his other group of owners got a little riled. Hey, we didn't mean that. We didn't mean that. They didn't want to talk smack to California Chrome, but they're very confident in him. I'm not quite as confident as they are. Truth be told, for me, I'm a big tonalist guy. Yeah, California Chrome will be on all of my tickets, but this is where I got to earn my money. As a handicapper, as an analyst, you got to try to take emotion out of it. And truth be told, as I just said, we've seen so many horses in the same spot as California Chrome as good or looking like there was no way they were going to get beat. And they just show up sometimes, and they're not that same horse having to run your third race in 5 weeks. That last eighth of a mile, he could be getting very, very tired. And then you're going to see horses like Wicked Strong, Commanding Curve. Metal Count was one that you mentioned. He is a big, big player at 20-1. If you're playing trifectas, superfectas, I think a Metal Count is a must-use on your tickets from the rail. He's going to be the number one horse in here. And truth be told, I'm going to put a few bucks to win on Tonalist, who I think will be probably 6-8-1. I'm going to bet my souvenir win ticket on California Chrome. Some of my friends who are at Belmont, they'll put my $2 win ticket on him. So if he wins the Triple Crown, I'll have a nice souvenir there. But I think that's the way you have to play it. If you're listening, you don't want to play California Chrome to win because it's not worth it. If you're a horse racing fan and you want to watch this, you want to watch it, and maybe you do what Jim was going to do. You put together trifectas or superfectas. That way you're a part of the race, but it's not really worth it to bet him to win based on how unsuccessful we've seen horses in the past trying to win this Triple Crown. So, to me, I think the way you play him is you use him along with a couple others. I'll mention Wicked Strong, Tonalist, and Metal Count. You really took the few horses, and I'll even give you one more, Sandrot. I just don't think there's any speed in here. Whoever gets to the lead could take this field a long way, and it's either going to be Sandrot or General A-Rod. You mentioned General A-Rod. Those are both live long shots to use in the bottom of your exactas.
Well, we're into our last minute here with Gino Bucola of the TVG Network, and, of course, you can check him out at TVG.com. Always got some specials there. And Gino, James, and the boys in Grand Island, they believe that the undercard is Breeder Cup-esque, and they've got a specific question right before the Belmont, Race 10, the Manhattan. They kind of like a 15-1 shot, and if I've got it right, is it Chamois, C-H-A-M-O-I-S, or Chamois, whatever it might be?
Yeah, Chamois for Christophe Clement, and you know what? I wouldn't mind that. Christophe Clement is the trainer of Tonalist, who I like a lot in the Belmont, and he already had a big winner. It could be yesterday. It could be a huge Saturday for Christophe Clement. Chamois is absolutely on my ticket. I just put together a lot of my exotics last night. He's going to be on my pick six. I'll give you two other horses to use in that race. Rookie Sensation, John Sherris, and Mike Smith. This is a horse who ships out from California and has had two brutal trips in a row. Tons of trouble with nowhere to go. And then Seek Again. Seek Again was second last out behind Wise Dan, who's the two-time reigning horse of the year. He ran Wise Dan right to the wire. Seek Again did not deserve to lose that race. He's a real, real deal horse. So tell the boys and James to throw those two in with Chamois. We'll hook up a try there in the Manhattan tomorrow.
All right, Gino Bucola, TVG Network. Last words, Gino?
Well, guys, whether or not we witness history or not, we were here 2 years ago again, and this is what it's all about, all of the eyes on horse racing for the last few weeks. And remember, if you want to play along, go to TVG.com. And anyone who's ever out there, if you ever have a question, if it's a random Thursday or Friday and you're going to go to the races and you ask about a horse or two, find me on Twitter. I'm at GinoTVG, at GinoTVG. I love to go back and forth. I love to talk horse racing. If you want to talk smack to me, I'll go back and forth too. I don't mind getting riled up and talking a little smack back and forth. We have some fun. Always appreciate being on the show with you guys. I don't want to be the spoiler, but I do think Tonalist is going to win that race. I really do. So we may be having another wait till next year. But you know what? If we do see California Chrome, I think that's how you win-win. If you bet against him, then you're not upset if he wins. But you could be very well rewarded if he loses.
Well, Gino, we'll see what happens one way or another. I know a ton of people will be there. A ton of people will be listening and watching for the race tomorrow, and we'll catch up with you again real, real soon. Always appreciate the great analyzation of all the races, and enjoy tomorrow.
Always appreciate talking to you guys, and tell James and the boys I said hello.
You know it, buddy. They're listening. Have a good one, Gino.
Take it easy, guys. Good luck tomorrow.
Gino Bucola, TVG Network, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. When we come back here in a minute, Andy's going to slide in from Midway. We'll talk for a second. We've got our Midtown Mark Cooler question. Got a couple of other all-star things to talk about with the New West Classic for the Nebraska Kidney Association. A couple other sports stories, Major League Baseball draft, Monte Harrison. So stay with us. It's all coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable, high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of streaming video, playing online games, and social media. Oh, and how about never having to sign a contract and a 30-day money-back guarantee? Prairie iNet is locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. No gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Since the dawn of time, the land has been nurtured, first by the hands of nature and then by the hands of man. Farming is a way of life here. Today's farmer has a feel for the land, a knowing touch that shows in the riches of the harvest. And for years, they've depended on CHS Agri Service Center to help them. CHS is a locally owned and locally controlled, so the people behind the counters and on the phones are the people you've known for years, people you can rely on. There's a CHS Service Center near you, and always here at chsagra.com.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
Rocky.com.
The 2014 Shrine Bowl is Saturday on Classic Hits 98.9. Option to the short side. Wiseman cuts it up. Look out. 40, 35, 30. He is gone, and Sutton is in the lead. The state's top senior football players converge on Foster Field and Kearney Saturday.
But into the clear slough. Down the right sideline. 20, 10. Cuts back. What a move to the 5. Touchdown. Jordan Slough.
The 2014 Shrine Bowl. Pregame at 1:30. Kickoff at 2 Saturday on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Andy from Midway back with us in studio here, Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and thinkmidway.com. First week of June is here. We're already halfway through the year, but you got a lot of cool things going on.
Yeah, it's been a great start to the week, especially you and I both had the opportunity to play golf with Heath Phillips, which was absolutely a phenomenal thing just to be able to experience. And I don't know if a lot of you guys know this out there, but if you personally know Heath, tell him. Say, you got to quit acting like you don't know how to play golf. Check the paper. The proof's in the pudding.
Yeah, you're bringing home prizes.
Bringing
blue
home
gold.
Prizes. I mean, it's legit. So, folks, if you know Heath Phillips and you're an avid golfer, make sure you get Heath out on the course. He'll show you a couple things. But moving forward from that, too, we've got a lot of great selection. And speaking of Heath up there at that GM store with the Chevy, Buick, and Cadillac, the big thing is right now is selection, selection, selection. It's just truly having enough vehicles on your lot so when somebody comes there, they can sit here and say, okay, well, I don't feel like I'm making the wrong decision because I only see four different types of cars sitting there. We've got the full lineup, whether it's a Sonic or a Spark or a Malibu or a Cruze or an Impala or a Cadillac ELR to CTS to ATS to XTS to SRX. Whether it's the Buicks, whatever you're looking for, folks, we've got over 175 units in stock and in transit, brand new, sitting up at the Chevrolet store. So people say to me, well, what's the big deal with that? Why is that so important? I think in this day and age, people are consumed by two things. That's price and that's selection. The hassle-free pricing kind of speaks for itself. We're going to go ahead and give you our best price up front 100% of the time. And as you can see by comparing our prices on the web to everybody else's out there, we're doing that. So then the next step is a selection. People enjoy getting a great deal, but they want to be able to get a great deal on the product that they want. If they want a blue truck with leather, you can sometimes sway them to getting a red truck with cloth if you give them a great deal. But a lot of people, you know, they want their cake and they want to be able to eat it. I hate that saying. I don't get it. I'm like, okay, I got my cake. I'm going to eat some of it, okay?
I want four doors. I don't want two.
Yeah.
I want a V6. Come on. This is what I want.
Exactly. And that's what this is coming to, because there's a number of places to go ahead and do business. And, you know, of course, I'm biased. You know, I think you should do business at Midway. But at the end of the day, if we aren't taking care of our customers, I promise you that somebody else is going to be out there taking care of these same customers. So the big thing that I want everybody to know that's out there and they're listening to this right now is if you've been kicking around the idea, you've been thinking about maybe going ahead and changing something up, whether it's you want to go to a crossover for the family, whether it is you want to go ahead and go to a smaller economical vehicle that gets great fuel economy, or maybe it's because you want to get one of the award-winning 2014 Silverado 1500s, or maybe one of the heavy-duty 2015 Silverados. We've got those vehicles here. They're on the lot. They're ready for you. And I think that when you get down there and you see the way that we choose to do business and you see the people that you're going to be working with on a just a first-hand basis, I think you're going to find out why a lot of people over the past 5 years have chose to either come back to Midway or start doing business with Midway. And it's because we're 100% completely trying to make sure the customers are satisfied when they walk out the door. So just give us a shot. I'm not saying anybody needs to buy a car from us. I'm not saying that if you live here locally, you have to do business with Midway. All we're asking for is just a shot. Come inside the door. Let us go ahead and show you what we can provide you. And you know what? If it works out, great. And if it doesn't, then we shake hands and part as friends.
There you go. It's great selection. It's always there for you at the Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or go online for your comfort at thinkmidway.com. We'll send you into the weekend, Andy. Thanks for stopping by. Have a great one.
Hey, thanks, Doug.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation wrapping it up on this Friday with our Midtown Mark Cooler question. Yesterday we asked you, will California Chrome win the Belmont Stakes, become the first Triple Crown winner since affirmed in 1978? 67% said yes, 33% said no. We'll ask you our Midtown Mark Cooler question for the weekend at ESPNSuperstation.com. Nebraska wide receiver recruit and baseball standout Monte Harrison slipped to 50th overall in the Major League Baseball draft last night. What do you expect him to do? Will he sign with the Milwaukee Brewers? Or will he come to Nebraska? I guess I'm just a little surprised. Everything I heard, he was supposed to be higher. I mean, they invite now, like they do for the NFL draft, they invite a variety of players to come to New York for the draft. He's the last one in the green room. He's the last one. I mean, so does the... Is it embarrassing? Shouldn't be. Good God, you're a heck of a player. And you say, I'm going and I'm going to show somebody? Or you say, hey, forget you. I'm going to Nebraska and check that out. I don't know. The reports say that the normal bonus or contract signing bonus that you would get, even for the 50th pick, is $1.1 million. What? I mean, first off, what? But somebody's going to make you a millionaire. I just don't know how you pass that up. I just don't know how you pass that up. It would be great to have that young man come to Nebraska, but let's face it, folks, how many great young men and women and athletes are on campus? It's not like he's picking some other college. He is picking professional sports. You got to do that. You got to go. You got to go. I want him to come to Nebraska, and if he pans out, great, but you know, not everybody that comes to Nebraska in this situation has really panned out in the past. So I'm going to say that he signs with the Brewers, but you can vote now and give us your selection at ESPNSuperstation.com. Again, don't forget that Game 2 of the NBA Finals can be heard Sunday night here on ESPN. The Belmont live tomorrow. Post time looks like it's about 5:50, so pretty late. We've got a lot of pregame, then they'll run the race, and then that'll be about it. Rafael Nadal crushes Andy Murray in the French Open semifinals today. Murray won 6 games total, and now Novak Djokovic, who won in 4 sets, will play Nadal in the final, who is trying to win this French Open title for the 9th time. A couple of other sports notes. Not only is the Shrine Bowl going on, but don't forget that the New West All-Star Classic to benefit the Nebraska Kidney Association is today and tomorrow in Minden. This is a great event. A lot of seniors, about 120 athletes all together, participate from 4 conferences that are based in our listening area. So today it's the volleyball. The Lou Platt and Southwest Conferences will play at 4. Then the Fort Kearney and Twin Valley will play, and the championship game is after that. Then they'll play basketball tomorrow starting at noon. The girls up first, Southwest versus Lou Platt, then the Fort Kearney takes on the Twin Valley. Big Ten Conference is going to keep the championship football game in Indianapolis. I've been there once. Nebraska's been there once. It was cool. I'll give it a thumbs up. If the weather's nice in December, it would be a really neat place to continue to have it. And I guess more so, they didn't move it way, way to the east. Which some folks had worried about with the Maryland and Rutgers coming in. The basketball will return to Chicago and to Indianapolis through 2022. We know that they're going to Washington, D.C. for the 20th anniversary, and they've kept 2018 open. A lot of people think they're trying to go to Madison Square Garden. Well, we'll see. Also, Super Regional Baseball, the trip to the College World Series, down to the Sweet 16, and let's see who makes it in the Elite Eight to Omaha. The Super Regionals beginning today. Up first, just getting underway, Stanford at Vanderbilt, and then Houston at Texas, Kennesaw State at Louisville, UC Irvine at Oklahoma State. Again, these are the best of 3. And then the Super Regionals that begin Saturday, it's Maryland at Virginia, College of Charleston at Texas Tech, Pepperdine at TCU, and Mississippi at Louisiana Lafayette. So best of luck to all of those squads. And of course, we've got wall-to-wall coverage of the College World Series coming up next week as we get you ready for Omaha. And don't forget, it's grilling weather. If you're going to grill, get the best. That's Troutman's. I'm back by popular demand. Chili cheese dogs, fresh from the smokehouse. Brats, hot brats, jalapeno brats, state fair brats, your favorite wieners and Polish dogs, and a whole lot more. Speaking of Polish, take them up to Polish Days in Loup City this weekend. Have a tailgate at the Shrine Game. Whatever you're doing, Carrie has just made some gourmet brat-flavored ground beef patties. And Father's Day, is that already next weekend? It is. Unbelievable. So why not grill for Dad with a couple of Troutman steaks? Or if you'd rather let him do it himself, a Troutman's gift card will always work. Troutman's USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef, and their steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. You can't do any better than to stop in and see Carrie and the gang open 6 days a week at Troutman's Quality Meats, located here on East Highway 30 in Kearney. We want to thank all the fine folks for joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show today, including Arnie Johnson from the North Shrine coach, of course, from Boone Central. We are looking forward to the Shrine Bowl tomorrow. To Gino Bucola of the TVG Network, to Steve Anderson from Fauner Park, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, 2 stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.